Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. Today's guest is Dr. Nima, the stress doctor. He helps people adapt to stress and is a chiropractor, but does so many other amazing things for people, making them better in life. And he's also a friend of mine, and I enjoy spending time with you. So today we want to talk about what? You have lots of topics. Today we're going to talk about...
I'd love to talk about stress and nutrition. And one of the things that people are coming up to me lately with is they want to ask about how to change their diet and their lifestyle and lose weight in a healthy way, and diets and fads and this kind of thing, and holiday eating and food addiction. So this is one of those interesting things that are very timely right now.
Let's talk first about food addiction. That would be my favorite topic. I'm addicted to all kinds of food, sugars and starches, and I know. So what do you want? Let's talk about addictions.
Well, what it is, an addiction, whether it's sugar or candy or sweets, or it's like crystal meth or gambling, whatever it is, it's our unconscious need to run away from something. Okay, you can't run towards these things, these foods, without having to run away from something else. And an addiction, if you look at the big picture of it, when you're not living your life according to your highest values and you're kind of not doing what's most inspiring to you, we have a tendency to want to seek that pleasure from outside sources. So when we're trying to deal with food addictions and trying to change our diet and weight loss and all that, it's a bigger kind of goal. There's a bigger consideration than just changing what you eat. You have to first, when I'm working with clients individually and they want to change their diet and they want to get over their food addictions, the first thing that I try to do is to completely kind of flip their make a mental shift in their mind, because this addiction, they're so you know, resentful about it. And so the first thing that I'll ask them is that, so what's the benefit of you know, you're binging on chocolate, for example? And they go, well, there is no benefit. I said, no. I want you to start looking at your binging as an unconscious strategy that you're using to get your true highest values met. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'll give examples. So I'm working with this one lady who, can't lose the weight, and just can't, you know, stop binging on these foods. And so I asked her, I said, okay, so what's the benefit? And she goes, there are no benefits. I said, look again and be authentic. Get real with it. Like, tell the truth to yourself. And so after about half an hour, we started pulling these benefits. Well, you know what? It really kind of makes me feel happy after a really stressful day. It's something that me and my kids really look forward to. I look forward to, you know, baking for them and this kind of stuff. So she kind of stacked the benefits. And then after about half an hour, she started welling up. And I said, so what is it? And she said, you know what? It was about 5 years ago when I was with my husband. She told me this completely in confidentiality, and always names are never going to be used. She said that she had an affair, and she almost got caught. And at that point, she almost lost her family. And so, as a protective mechanism, unconsciously, she gained weight, all this weight to prevent her from kind of ever going there again. So when she realized that her weight gain and stuffing her face and all this stuff was an unconscious strategy to keeping her family together, that was the first step of her healing. You cannot heal from any of the food addictions until you see what it is you're getting. So I would recommend the listeners now, when you're at home and you are starting to reach for those foods, while you're doing it, I want you to start realizing, ask yourself the very powerful questions of, what is it that I'm getting out of this? What am I running away from? How am I not dealing with how is this palliating me for something, you know, some other pain?
So was she punishing herself with food, or was she getting a pleasure out of it, or both?
See, the thing is that you have to look at human behavior. Everything that we do or we don't do is an unconscious desire for us to truly get our highest values met. So this is not a punishment. I don't see it as a punishment. I see it as a strategy. So the only way that you can transform it is to give yourself a pat on the back first and see that, you know, I'm a genius. This is a strategy that I've been using. So from that point of gratitude for it, can we then start to modify the behavior and change the behavior?
What happens next then?
What happens next is you start to deal with that issue in the first place of why, you know, in that case, we would start to, you know, you start to really delve into the whys behind it and start coming up with better strategies for getting those same needs met. So you would start to actively put things into your schedule that will create harmony with your family, that, you know, this is where to begin. So there is it's a long process, and it involves you going back to your old those triggers, and, you know, correcting that issue within the relationship. This other nutritionist that I've been working with, she was having issues with food addictions, ironically. And guess what she discovered? She discovered that every time she had issues with men, with her relationships, she would gain weight, and it would prevent her from going out and seeking another man. So it's her way of cushioning herself, her way of becoming unattractive and not going there, because she associates more pain in being in the relationship than pleasure. So once she realized that, then she's just like, wow. You know, just the realization in itself is transformative. People immediately, I had one lady lose 20 pounds within 3 weeks after coming into this realization.
How long does it take to get to the realization? Is it a couple of sessions? Is it, it 6 months?
It could sometimes take 30 minutes, and it could sometimes take 2 hours. It could sometimes take 5 hours, depending on how resistant a person is to seeing the other side.
And then what happens with the relationship with you and that person? So now they're losing weight, and how else are you helping them?
Well, I mean, it's a kind of a body-mind-life approach. So at first, usually when I'm seeing a client, my first job is to remove the stress from the body and then get them moving in inspiring ways. And if their issue is food addictions, I would try to see what benefits they were getting out of it. And then that broken part of them, just through these, you know, just through a series of questions, I'm not doing therapy or counseling, just by asking questions of, you know, empowering questions of getting them to do what they would love to do. At the end goal with every person that I have when I'm helping them with their health is get them out of that fear and fight or flight, clear the stress from the body, and the end result is to get them to actively engage in doing what they love and create something that's meaningful to them.
So if I'm a baker and I'm addicted to food, I should change occupations?
Well, no, I'm not saying that you should change occupations, but if you're a baker, if you're addicted to food and you want to make a big impact on the planet, then what would be most empowering is for you to start a career in the pastry business, and then tell your story about how, you know, and many pastry chefs are, you know, food addicts who are, you know, overweight and all that stuff, but that doesn't mean that they're not creating value in the lives of people.
Very interesting topic. Thank you so much, Dr. Nima. Where can we reach you on the internet?
It's drnima.com or on Facebook, Dr. Nima.
Fantastic. Thank you.